Hello, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time. This Sunday, we read from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. It's such a powerful message that Paul is communicating to them because it gets to the heart of something that has always been a struggle for many Christians to understand and anticipate, because we're all going to face this. Let's pay attention. Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Okay. This is such a great message that Paul is communicating to the Philippians, because it really deals with a reality of that we all face. This internal reality that for some of us, we're kind of one-dimensional spiritually. We're one-dimensional. Either the spiritual life becomes easy to us when we are, when everything's going well, or when everything is going bad, but seldom both. We seldom have both of those as part of our gifts. So, why do I bring this up? Because the key is not to take when things are going well, if you're already predisposed to being more prayerful, more charitable, more hopeful, closer to the Lord, more committed to the gospel when everything is going well, or when everything is going bad. Like, that's my personal internal predisposition. When everything is going bad, man, I'm praying like there's no tomorrow, and I'm trusting the Lord more deeply, and I find myself more easily tapping into that charity and sense of giving the other person the benefit of the doubt and being extra patient and giving myself away. It becomes easier for me when everything is, when I feel kind of attacked or besieged by difficulties. When everything is going great, that's a lot harder for me. It's a lot harder to remain consistently in relationship with the Lord, consistently charitable, consistently loving, consistently prayerful. But for some people, it's the other way around. When everything is going well and life is kind of just in cruise control, then their spiritual life comes easy to them. The key is practicing for when things don't come easy to us. The key is to purposefully enter, lean into, and live out our relationship with the Lord when things do not come easy to us. What that means is, if you are predisposed to being more joyful, faithful, charitable, hopeful when everything is going well, you should be constantly looking to move out of your comfort zone. When things are going easy, that's when you and I should be doing the work of serving the Lord and giving ourselves away in prayer in ways that are uncomfortable to us. in ways that are uncomfortable to us, because those times are going to come again. And if we do not practice loving the Lord and loving our neighbor when it's not easy, we're not going to be very good at it when those times inevitably come. And so what that means is we have to be very deliberate about our relationship with the Lord, because we can fall into the trap of, I'm here when it's easy, I am not here when it's not. And if you are like me, for example, you're going to be predisposed to kind of setting aside the practice, the practices of the faith, and putting your relationship with the Lord in kind of the back burner when everything feels like life is kind of going all right. I think that's the majority of people. We come to the Lord in the time of need. We find ourselves more easily open to the grace of God in our time of need, but that's kind of a kind of selfish spirituality. If you're the other way around, where you're when things are hard is when you separate, and you are happy to be in the relationship when things are easy. That's a very brittle spirituality, because then any problem will break it. And so we have to purposefully practice when it's easy the things that are hard, so that as to shore up that I am not just responding to the Lord when it comes easy to me. I am not just going to the Lord when it comes easy to me. I am not just trusting the Lord when it comes easy to me. I am not, and here's the key, St. Paul says, I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. When we only engage the Lord when it comes easy to us, we're saying, I rely on my strength. On my strength when everything is hard for me. Because if I really relied on God's strength, I would face those moments in a kind of response of greater charity, love, and faithfulness to the Lord. And so do not fall into the trap of accepting as a given that when things are going well, you should stay there. No, when things are going well and prayer comes easy, that's when you should be practicing all the hard stuff. All the hard stuff that come that you know are even harder for you when things are out of your comfort zone. And so my invitation is this. If you're finding yourself in the hard moments, when things are not coming naturally and easy in your relationship with the Lord, know that that's the most fruitful time. Remind yourself that this is the most fruitful time of my relationship with the Lord. When I have to be deliberate about my prayer, be deliberate about my service, be deliberate about what I give of myself to God and to my neighbor, because it doesn't come easy. It's easy when it comes easy. It's kind of a truism, but it's so real. We all fall into this trap. And so what I encourage you to do is, when things are hard, no, remember, tell yourself and go back to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this is the most fertile time in my relationship with you. I have to be deliberate. And when things are easy, thank you, Lord, that you're giving me the space to practice the love, charity, faith, hope, and forgiveness now when it is easier for me to recover, to find rest in you, when I am predisposed to seeing you. And so that's what I am encouraging all to do. Give thanks and be hopeful for when it's hard. Be deliberate when it's hard. And then use the times when it's not, when it's easy, to practice for the hard times. God bless.